All right, remember, the machine knows if you're lying. First statement, Carvana will give you a real offer on your car all online.
False.
True, actually. Oh. You can sell your car in minutes.
False? That's gotta be...
True again. Carvana will pick up your car from your door, or you can drop it off at one of their car vending machines.
Sounds too good to be true, so true!
Finally caught on. Nice job. Honesty isn't just their policy, it's their entire model. Sell your car today, too.
Carvana.
Pickup fees may apply.
Moncrief on News Talk.
There's an increasing trend in this country of people doing a little bit more to stay in touch with the Gaeilge, meeting up and having a chat. In Irish, for instance, but it happens abroad too. For the past 2 years, Emily Burke, who's in Tipperary, has been running what she calls an Irish language collective in London. Emily, good afternoon to you.
Hello, Sean. How are you?
were you a bit of a Gaeilgeor anyway? And then you just didn't want to lose it. Was that the situation?
Yeah, so basically I moved over to London nearly 3 years ago now, coming up in January. And I went to the Gaeltacht as a teenager for like a few years and I loved it. And I was very passionate about the language as a teenager. And then I went to college, kind of didn't speak it as much, and then moved away and kind of realized if I didn't make a big effort to like keep the language in my life, I felt like I was going to kind of like I would lose it a bit maybe. So I just wanted to stay connected and keep my Irish, you know, good.
So was this a kind of a thing you put something out on Instagram and kind of set up little meetings with people?
Yeah, so at the time when I first moved here, I was working in an Irish bar, so there was other people who were Irish, obviously, working there with me. And we'd be speaking Irish together and it was just so nice. And I was like, why don't I like start doing meetups and get more people involved in doing this kind of really natural way. It's a pop-up Gaeltacht, like Cork na Córa. So I wanted to do one in my area. So I stuck up a few posters and made an Instagram to kind of, advertise it more. And then it kind of grew from there, really.
Yeah. And so on these events then, like, do you go out for dinner or what kind of venues does it take place in?
So I've done organised all types of events from like, I've done like a run and a walk in collaboration with an Irish running group in London. I've done speed dating. I've done open mics. I've done a lot of music nights with like upcoming Irish musicians and DJs that have all been like fundraising for different charities. And what else have we done? I've kind of tried lots of different events all based on the language.
Yeah, because I just wonder, I mean, I know London's a madly cosmopolitan city, but if there's a group of you sitting someplace talking Irish and other people, because a lot of people who wouldn't be Irish might think, what language are they speaking? Has that ever happened that people come up and ask what you're speaking in?
Yeah, definitely with my Pint and Count meetups, which are just like in bars in London, there have been people that are like, oh, what are you speaking? But generally they're in Irish bars, so they'd be like, oh, you're speaking Irish. Mm. But like some people have been like, oh, what language is that? And then it kind of opens up the conversation of, oh, I didn't know that Ireland had its own language. So that's always an interesting chat to have.
Isn't it an interesting chat to have? But you're also now teaching it as well.
So yeah, I did my first class in November. It was just an introduction to the language for total beginners, and yeah, that was great. And did a second one at the start of December. So it just goes through like a brief history of the language and very basics of the language, and it's a pay-as-you-can model, so like people can afford to come and just have an introduction before they maybe choose to go and get a course, whether in person or online or whatever. So just to provide a kind of affordable option for people. And hopefully we'll do more next year.
And are those people necessarily Irish?
Yeah, there have been Irish people or people that usually have Irish heritage and they're trying to connect to their like identity and stuff. But we've had people who are just interested in languages, which is really interesting.
Huh, that is very interesting. So are you coming home for the Christmas? I don't want to turn into your mother, but are you coming home for the Christmas?
Yeah, I'm back on the 23rd to the 29th, so I'm excited to get back.
All right, okay, yeah. I'd say, though, our flight's like mad expensive on the 23rd?
Yeah, my flight, how much is my return flight? Maybe like with the suitcase, it's like 200 quid or something. It's fairly spendy. Then you have to pay for the train to the airport, and it's just, yeah, it's all very spendy. But, and then the train down from Dublin, oh, stop.
Yeah, it costs a lot, right? But, you know, it is exciting when you do all that stuff. Thanks a million for talking to us, Emily, and happy Christmas to you, and keep up the good work. Emily Burke there talking to us in London, but she'll be in Tipperary in the not too distant future.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.